This chazor zeichen neshabachar so shag v'am yudim zeichas chulun daf lamed beis. Zok the mishnah, if the knife fell out of the hand of the shoychid after he started shechting and he picked it up, which caused a pause in the middle of the shechita, or his clothing fell during the shechita and he picked them up, or if he sharpened the knife before the shechita and he became tired during the shechita and he paused and he had someone else continue the shechita for him. If the pause was for as long as it takes to do a shechita, the shechita is possible. Rav Shimon says if he paused for as long as it takes to examine, the shechita is possible. Frek digamar, what's meant for as long as it takes to do a shechita? So Rav said it means for as long as it takes to shecht another animal, not as long as it takes to complete the shechita this animal itself. Rav Kahana Rav Asi asked Rav, is it the time it takes for the shechita of an animal when the pause was made during the shechita of an animal, and the time it takes for the shechita of a bird when the pause was made during the shechita of a bird, or is it always the time it takes for the shechita of an animal? Rav said, when I learned this halakha from Rav Chiya, I was not able to ask him this question. We find that later on Rav said, it's the time it takes for the shechita of an animal when the pause was made during the shechita of an animal, and the time it takes for the shechita of a bird when the pause was made during the shechita of a bird. Shmuel says that it's always the time it takes for the shechita of an animal. Rav and the near Rav Yechanan said like Shmuel. Rav Chanina said, it's the amount of time that it would take to bring another animal and shecht it. That means that the amount of time would vary depending on how far the animal that was where it was being brought from. And from where our papa said, it means that the animal is right there by the shoychet. He means the amount of time that it takes to throw the animal down onto the ground to shecht it. In Eretz Yisrael, they said in the name of Yosi, the son of Rav Chanina, it's the amount of time that it would take to lift the animal, lay it down, and do the shechita. The time needed would be the amount of time it would take to do so for a small animal when the pause was made during the shechita of a small animal, and the amount of time needed for a large animal when the pause was made during the shechita of a large animal. Zakhmar Ravaita, Rava said, if someone shechts with a dull knife, even if the shechita takes all day long with no pauses, it's kosher. Rava asked, if there were a number of very short pauses during the shechita, do they combine for the purpose of viewing them as a pause that can make the shechita puzzle? Zakhmar, why doesn't he answer based on the halacha regarding the dull knife? Presumably he paused for a short time throughout the day. Zakhmar, that the case over there would be where he didn't pause at all during the entire day. Zakhmar Ravaita, Ravuna, the son of Rav Nasan, asked, what if the pause was made after cutting the majority of each simen but before cutting the remainders? Take Kublai Ptashayla. Mishnah said, Rav Shimon Oimer, im Shah Kidei Bikur. Rabbi Yechanan said, this refers to the amount of time it takes for a Chacham to check the knife. Fact the Gemara, that means that the time would vary depending on how far the Chacham was. Rather, it means the time it takes for the Shoichit, who is a Chacham, to check the knife. Zok, the next Mishnah, if someone shechted the vesh of an animal and then ripped the kana, or first ripped the kana and then shechted the vesh, or he shechted one of the simanim and let the animal die, or after shechting one simanim, he put the knife behind the second simanim, which is a chalada problem, and cut the second simanim from back to front. Rabbi Yeshevov says the animal is an avela. Rabbi Kiva says it's a trefa. Mishlok the Mishnah, Rabbi Sheva said a rule in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, when something becomes possible through a shechita, becomes an avela. When a shechita was done properly and something else caused the animal to become possible, it's a trefa. Rabbi Kiva then agreed to Rabbi Yeshua. Frek the Gemara, the Mishnah says that an animal whose veshet got a hole whose kun was cut is a trefa. If our Mishnah is correct and Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Yeshevov, he should hold that an animal with these conditions is an avela. So who would the Tana of that Mishnah be? And for the Gemara, Rava said, our Mishnah is discussing where he first shechted the veshet and then ripped the kana, which is considered to become possible through the shechita, and therefore it's an avela. The other Mishnah is discussing where he first ripped the kana and then shechted the veshet, which is considered to become possible not through the shechita, and that's why it's a trefa. Fekhmar Ravachabar, who asked Rava, our Mishnah's second case said that even where the kana was first ripped and the veshet was then shechted, it's an avela. After tomorrow, we have to say that the Mishnah means that the kana was ripped when the veshet had already been shechted. In fact, Rav Acha said there are two problems with that answer. Number one, that's the Mishnah's first case. Number two, a Bryce actually gives the case as where the kana was ripped and after that the veshet was shechted. Rather, Rava said that the other Mishnah should be read as giving a list of animals that are also rather than as a list of animals that are trefus, of which, and the list is some animals are nevelas, some animals are trefus. If it's listing nevelas, why doesn't it also list the case of Chizkiya, who says that if someone cut an animal in two, it's a nevela, and the case of Rabbi Lazar, who said that if the entire thigh of an animal was removed, it's a nevela. And for the Tana was only listing cases where there's tumas nevela after complete death of the animal. The case of Chizkiya and Rabbi Lazar are cases where there's tumas nevela even before the animal is fully dead. Sakhmar Vaitra, Shlokash answers that our Mishnah is discussing where the Shechit cut in a place on the simen where there was already a cut, which is considered to become possible through the Shechita, and therefore it's an Avela. The other Mishnah is discussing where he did not cut at the place of another cut, and which is not considered to become possible through the Shechita, and is therefore a Trefa. In fact, we find the Rish Lakish says that if after the Shechita of the Kana, before the Shechita of the Veshet, the lung got a hole, the Shechita is kosher. We see that he holds that once the Kana is Shechta, we view it as if it's removed from the body along with the lungs that are attached to it and function along with it, and no longer makes the animal possible. If so, the other Mishnah where the Shechit Shechted in a place other than the previous cut, since it was already a Kana with a cut through most of it, he should view it as if it was removed from the body, and the animal should be considered an Avela, not a Trefa. Moses Vaiter, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, named Rabbi Yechanan, said, the other mission is the view of Rabbi Akiva before he retracted and agreed with Rabbi Sheva, and our mission is his view after his retraction. However, since the other mission had already been taught, we do not remove it from its place.